So we finished the Gemara on Yud Ches and Beis, the top of Yud Ches and Beis. We finished off at the very end of last week's shiur with the Chiddush of the Ran, that the Kohen Gadol, that is Meitzil, and when he dies, I'm sorry, that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg can leave Golos. The Ran at a Chiddush, that it's Dafka, if the Kohen Gadol was in existence and appointed at Shas Ritzicha. The Hainu, there's a kapara element that already exists and like relinquishes and a little bit weakens the Maisa Ritzicha, and it now takes away, chips away from the Avera because the Kohen Gadol's in existence at that time. It's like as if Lahavdil, I would say, it's not a full-fledged Maisa Ritzicha. It lends itself to some kapara, but if the Kohen Gadol wasn't there and wasn't appointed at Shas Ritzicha, even if he's appointed before the Gemar Din, says the Ran against the Taisus, that the Rotzeach will not be able to leave the Galus at the time of the Mises at Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara goes on right to the next Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis. Over al Asei va'aloi Sase. So the Gemara was referring to what it said on Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Aver alasei va'aloisasei." Where is this? Where do we have this? Oh, Kedisanya, Bryce. It's about five lines from the bottom. Kohen Gadol shaharges hanefesh b'meizid nereg b'shoyi goyilov v'aver alasei va'aloisasei hareyu kehedyo l'chol dvarov. What is that over al asei va alos asei? So Gemara has a funny language. Gemara says, loisagi de loyavar? You can't have a Kohen Gadol that's not going to be, it's kilu like there's a chiyav that he has to violate dinim? Like what? This is halacha. He was over and asei over. What type of language? Loisagi de loyavar? And for the Gemara, no, hachi kamer. Im over al asei va alos asei, hareyu kehedyo lechol dvarov. If the Kohen Gadol what violates what? A mitzvah sesei or an iser loisasei, says the Gemara, we treat him like a hedyo lechol dvarov. What do you mean? Pshita, why shouldn't you treat him like a hedyo lechol dvarov? So that the Gemara, salka taitachamina. No, I would have thought that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be treated like a hedyo. What do you mean he shouldn't be treated like a hedyo? Hoyo vitnan ain don in loyas hashevet, veloyas the navi sheker, veloyas hakoin gadol alpi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad. Since the Mishnah told us that what? That when you're dan a koin gadol, you're dan him with how many dayanim? Not with 23 dayanim, but with how many dayanim? With 71 dayanim. Why? Because the posit vech, the amar of avabar kol adovra gadol yaviyo elecha. We learn it out from kol adovra gadol. What is dovra gadol? Dvarav shel gadol. The inyanim, the things that are pertaining to the gadol. Who's the gadol? The kohen gadol. A kohen gadol can't just be judged in a regular court. A kohen gadol has to be judged not even in a capital punishment court of 23, but rather in 71. So the Gemara says, Ema, I would have had a hava amina. Kol dvarav shel gadol, I would have thought that maybe all of his business transactions and everything that he's dealings with are what? Are, and anything that we're going to punish him with is going to be with 71. Kamash malon. So that's the chiddush of the braisa. No. Esei v'lois esei ariyo kehedya l'chol dvarav. Ve'im ha'chanami. What's wrong with that drasha? Dvar ha'gadol yavi lecha kol dvarav shel gadol. Maybe a taka should be. If he's over an essay and he's over a lois essay, maybe it should be with 71 dayanim because it's a kohen gadol. Says the Gemara, miksiv divrei gadol. Doesn't say every single aspect of the gadol's life. Hadover a gadol, ksiv. Dover gadol mamish. What's dover gadol mamish? Ritzicha. When you're going to kill the kohen gadol, you have to judge him not with 23 dayanim, but with 71 dayanim. But not every single aspect of his life and issue that he deals with now has to be judged with 71 dayan. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai Avakash, what are we coming to explain over here? We're coming to explain the language of the Braisa. Over al esei valoisase hareyu kehedya l'chol dover. There, says the Gemara, explains the Gemara, don't treat him like a gadol. Don't move it up to the court of 71. Leave it at the normal courts. Leave it at the normal courts and what? And deal with him what? and deal with him in a court for what? What are we talking about here? What's Dina Nefashis? What's the title of how the Gemara started off? Avar al what? Avar al aseh v'lasseh. When was the last time you ever encountered a person taken to court because he didn't put on tefillin that morning? What bechlal is the Gemara talking about? Avar al aseh? Hareyu kehedya l'chol davar? Abba, I mean, I would have thought maybe you should teach him like a 71 dayanim, kamash malah. No, only when you're donning him with ritzicha tzvarav shalga. What? Okay. Maybe we're talking about a situation of Malkus. That he has to be nidon Malkus, and what? And you would have thought 71 dayanim, so kamash malah. No, that he has 3 dayanim. Good. That I understand. But how do you understand, Rabbanu Shalom, how do you understand overall essay? Gemara is meraps and agree. The Gemara makes no sense. Over al asay hareyu. The Bryce is teaching me a chiddush. Hareyu ke'edyu l'chol davar, that we're now going to be nidon in what? With a regular court of law. We're not going to revamp the dayanim over here. And we're now teaching the Gemara, the Bryce of over al asay. Rabbeinu Shalom, what does this mean? Comes along the Yad Ramah, and you can't understand this Gemara without this Yad Ramah. Comes along the Yad Ramah, and he says, no. There is a concept of oynesh, legabi an essay also. Where do you have a concept of an oynesh, of a bezdin, when it comes to an essay? Beautiful. Comes along the Yad Ramah, he says it must be, in order to answer the Gemara is referring to a din that the Gemara in Ksubis tells us, and daf peivava mit aleph, that what? Kfi ala mitzvus. If a person doesn't want to sit in a sukkah, if a person doesn't want to shake lulav, if a person doesn't want to eat matzah on Pesach, the Gemara says, kfiya ala mitzvahs. Mikan shekoifin ala mitzvahs. The Gemara happens to be talking about a very interesting mitzvah, which actually is not as shocking, because it's more when it comes to lending, and the Gemara says there's a mitzvah to pay back the guy who you owe. So the Gemara says, Mikan shekoifin ala mitzvahs, prius bal choiv mitzvah, for a person to pay back the loan is a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, and so too a lulav, and so too a matzah, and so too a sukkah, mikan shekoifin ala mitzvahs. And the Gemara has a striking lush, and the Gemara says, makin oso ad shetetze nafsho. We really have the ability, until he says, I'm going to do this mitzvah, we hit and we hit and we hit. It's a shiloh whether or not you read the Gemara literally or not. It's a machlekes achroinim, machlekes rishonim really. Whether or not the Gemara, you clap him until he's ready to die, that's how far kfi ala mitzvahs goes. So that's what the Yad Ramah says. Like David said, it's the din of kfi ala mitzvahs. But Moira Rabbeisai, those of you that were here 2 years ago, oh, beautiful. This Yad Ramah, I was so excited when I found this. Because it takes everything over 2 years ago, full circle. If you remember, was it Taka the first Chabura? First Chabura we gave was on Kfi Ala Mitzvahs. So there is a Tosfos on the Beizim Abbeis. And Tosfos on the Beizim Abbeis, Asakash. The Gemara says on the Beizim Abbeis, before the Siyam, we should do a little Chazar. So Gemara says on the Beizim Abbeis, Gemara says, we learn that for Dine Mominis, you need 3 Dayanim Mumchin. Why? Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Torah says Elohim, that's Dayanim Mumchin. Okay? Midrabonon, they knocked it down. Shalotilandels, Bifneilovin, fine. But that was the Din De'orais. So Gemara says, Tosfos asked Akasha, that there are other Gemaras that learned the Din of Mumchin from another Pasuk. Gemara in Gittin, Tosfos at the bottom of Beis Mavis says in Perek HaMegaresh, Midichsiv lifneim v'lo lifnei, Akom lifneim v'lo lifnei hedyotos. So it's a contradiction in Gemaras. One Gemara says that you learn that hedyotos are possible from Elohim. Another Gemara says the reason is from lifneihem, lifnei amumchim v'lo lifnei hedyotos. Not in front of regular stam judges, you need the experts, you need the mumchim. So which one is it? What's the answer? So Tosfos is Marech. If you look at the end of Tosfos, 3 lines from the bottom, Tosfos says, V'nir lefarish, the begitten, that Gemara in Gittin, le'inyan mili dekfiye ayre. That Gemara in Gittin is talking about an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about the halacha of forcing a get. I once gave a shir in Shomrei Torah on divorce by force. So that's that Gemara. That's that Gemara about forcing a get, right? When the whole issue came out, the guy when they chopped the FBI, yeah. So that's when I gave it. So the divorce by force, fine. So that's the Gemara. Gemara says there. How do you know you need mumchen? Fine. So the Gemara says with name lo lifnei idiotos. So comes along the Ktzais HaChoshen, and he doesn't even think he's saying a chiddush. Says if a fair shetaisus, that what? That you see, when it comes to the din of koifen ala mitzvahs, when you're forcing a person to do a mitzvah, it has to be done al yedeya bezdin. And not only al yedeya bezdin, but that bezdin has to be a bezdin mumchim. That's what Taisa says. That's what the Ktzais HaChoshen paskins in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. Comes along the Nesivis HaMishpat, and he argues with the Ktzais. He says, there's a Gemara in Baba Kaman Daf Chav Chesem et al. That talks about an Eved that was about to do an Isser, and the Adon took matters into his old hands and clapped the Eved. And the Gemara says, Eved in Ishdil and Afshe, and the Gemara says that he had a right to do so. And the Nesivis says, why did he have a right to do so? So the Nesivis says, because any Tom, Dick, and Harry has the ability to now be responsible for other people's mitzvahs. And that's the regular din of kaifan ala mitzvahs. That is the machloikas, the ktsais, and the nesivis. Meshoivev nesivis, which is the ktsais' responses to all the kashas the nesivis has on the ktsais, says, what are you asking me from that Gemara Baba Kama? That was a situation where a person was going to violate an iser. I'm talking about a kfiya on a mitzvahs essay, forcing a person to do a positive commandment. I'm not talking about a mitzvahs leisas. So number one, apparently the nesivis holds that the din of kfi ala mitzvahs is both for essays and losases. Lamasha, let's say you're sitting right here, you didn't do it yet, right? And you're about to eat a piece of chazer. So would the din of kfi ala mitzvahs apply? If you eat the piece of chazer, so now Bezdin is going to give you malchus. But I want to know beforehand. I have to try to stop you as much as possible, try to persuade you. But is there a din kfi ala mitzvahs? So Nesiva says yes. And that's what he got from that Gemara Baba Kama. So he says no. Is the din kaifen ala mitzvahs essay, and not a mitzvahs loisase. And that's the machlekes that says the Nesivas. But what does the Nesivas hold? The Nesivas holds that any individual in Klal Yisrael that hears about another individual that's not willing to do a mitzvahs essay, the din of the Gemara in Ksubis that says, Mikan shekoifen ala mitzvahs, ad shetetzei nafsho, would apply. And it would apply to anyone. And you don't need bezdin smuchim. And that Gemara in Gittin, the Nesiva says, that was dafka lagabe get, but it's not lagabe the din of koifen ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Bavoy said, what's fascinating is we spoke about this machlekes. We had a few nafkaminas to this machlekes. What would be the din if a person says, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah on sukkahs. So the Aruch Lener raised this shaila in Rosh Hashanah. Person says, I don't want to do a mitzvah, but he divulges that information on the yontif itself. So does kaifan ala mitzvahs apply? So I said, perhaps it's tali on the ktsais and nesivis. If you hold that what it needs a bezdin, and the nature of the halacha of what kaifan ala mitzvahs is ki ein an oynesh, so the Rambam tells us, ein oinshin b'shabbos, ein oinshin b'yontif. You don't have the ability to do kfiyala mitzvahs. But if you hold like the nesivis, that what? It's anyone. And it's just a way, ahichitim, so you don't need a bezdin, and you for sure don't need mumchin. And it's just a way to make sure that the other people are going to do the mitzvahs. So then, pashtus v'kfiyala mitzvahs could even exist when? Even on yontif, when it's relevant. According to the ktsais, it might not be relevant when it's yontif to happen, because it would be halacha of ein oinshin. And we said that perhaps that's going to be the machlokes, whether or not you say that it applies to essays and los essays are only essays. So if you understand that it's just an ability to enforce and to make sure that people keep the halachos, so why should you be machalik between essays and los essays, like the Nesivas argues? They're all the same. We want people to keep the dinim. That's it. But apparently the tzais held, no, there was a chiddush. That Bezdin is now managed to make sure that people do the positive commandments. And when it comes to losases is only if you transgress. Then Bezdin responds to you. But not but not before you do the Avera. What's their machlokes? The bottom line is this halacha of Kfiya al HaMitzvos an oinesh of Bezdin before, because you're not willing to do the mitzvah? Or no, is it just a way to make sure that you're going to do it and you don't need Bezdin, and it's not a halacha that's specifically passed over to Bezdin? But what's unbelievable now that we learned this second perek, we have a raya brura according to the Yad Ramah to the Ktos HaChoshen. Why do we have a raya brura to the Ktos HaChoshen, Rabosai? Again, what was our kasha? Our kasha was, the Braitha says, over Aleh Seva, over Aloy Saseh, Hareyu Kehedyet L'chol Dvarov. What does that mean? It means leave him in the regular courts. Don't vamp him up to what? To the 71 Dayanim. That's very limited. So there's Aloch of Bezdin that can only be read, says the Yad Ramah, if what Kfiya al HaMitzvos needs and requires Bezdin, exactly like the Chiddush of the Ktos HaChoshen. So the posh pshat of the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, lefi the way the Yad Ramah is telling us, is a raya to the ktsois that the din of Kfiya al HaMitzvos requires Bezdin and perhaps is like a din of Oinesh, like we suggested earlier. If you don't learn like the ktsois and you hold like the Nesivis, how are you going to read this Gemara? Has to be some Dirabonon Dikamalkis, Makas Marde is something that a person's rebelling, but it can't be the Dinda Araisa of Kfiya al HaMitzvos, but it's a harder read. But the truth is that you have a kasha on the Ktsois also. Because it's not an earth-shattering kasha, because the Gemara groups over al Esei val Loisase. So if you say that Esei and Loisase are in the same unit, then you have a raya to what? You have a raya that the din of Kfiya al HaMitzvos applies not only to mitzvah essay, but also applies to an iser lois essay. This is exactly what Reb Kiva Eger writes in Ksubis. Reb Kiva Eger says in Ksubis on that Gemara on Pei Vav, he says as follows. The Gemara says as follows. To quote the Gemara in Ksubis. Bamedvar mamurimim. The mitzvahs loisase, avo mitzvahs esse, makinat also achites and afsha. Kosher, a pshita de gamba loisase, in bo lavor, koifenoisoi, makinat achites and afsha, shalo lavor. Uba over kvar gamba esse, im over ola, lo yeshe besuke, in makinat achites and afsha, kin eich, ein hefrish, ben esse loisase. Rabbi Eger asked on the Gemara there that seems to be machalik to nesse and loisase, that it can't be. Because before the Aveira, the same din of Kfiya al HaMitzvos would apply to a person who's not willing to do a mitzvah sase, a positive commandment, and to a person who doesn't want to do a lo sase. Who's Rabbi Kiva Eger clearly assuming like the Nesivis, that the din of Makinato Achites Nafshu Kfiya al HaMitzvos applies both to Isurim and to a mitzvah sase. If that's the case, then the Gemara reads like a charm. Then the Gemara says, over alaseh v'aloseh, and it can't mean over, it means if he's about to be over, right? Which I think there is another girsa, that it's lav dafka over, it's over. But then you can understand the group, that both the halacha of Kfiya al HaMitzvos, the Yad Ramah, applies both to essays and to los essays, like Rav Kiva Eger is saying. But if you understand like the Ktsois, which makes a lot of sense in the Gemara, like the Yad Ramah says, that Kaifan al HaMitzvos needs Bezdin, and it's not just anyone who could be Kaifan al HaMitzvos, but the Ktsois, in order to say that, says what? That's unique by essays. That doesn't apply to los essays. So how are you going to understand the second category in the Gemara? Overall essay, overall los essay. So to that, the Ktsois will have to answer. Los essay was never a problem to begin with. Los essay, we understand the ramifications of being kehedyot. It means malchus. Means how many dayanim in order to punish for a lois essay. You just have to split the group between essays and lois essays. If you read it like Rabbi Kiva Eger to be mechadish that it even applies both to essays and lois essays, then the Gemara plus the Yad Ramah, then the Gemara really reads like a charm. But at the end of the day, what you do see from this Gemara is a raya brura according to the Yad Ramah and the posher pshat in the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara is like this chiddush of the Ktsois that we pointed out, that Kfiya al HaMitzvos is only given to Bezdin, and on a level of the Reis was only given to Dayanim Mumchim. Okay, so the Gemara goes on Vaita, the next Gemara. Meid umeidin oisim. So the Gemara says, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, there's a chiddush that we testify, he testifies in court, like a regular individual, and he is treated and judged in the court, and people can testify against him. So the Gemara says, Meid? Is it really true? Is it accurate that he testifies in court, that the Kohen Gadol has to schlep to court to testify? Frek the Gemara, Votanya, doesn't the Braisa say, V'salamto, there's a din by Hashavas Aveda, that Allah, the Gemara Mamentzia, tells us that if it's Zakin ve'ena lefich vodo, it's beneath someone's covet to go to schlep for this Aveda, then he's not chayiv, and that applies to a Talmud Chacham. So v'salamta, the Torah says by my Metzia, pamim sha'ata misalim, upamim sha'iyata misalim. There are times that you can disappear and not be meishev at Aveda, right? Because the Isser, if a person doesn't do mitzvah sashavas Aveda, so the Torah says lo yuchal isalim. Torah says that that's not allowed. You're not allowed to disappear. You have to go assist. You have to give it back. You have to make hashev tashive. But the Gemara says v'salamta pamim sha'ata misalim. What's the example? Haketzar. What's the example? Ask the Gemara. Koyin v'hu v'sakfaris. If it's a koyin and it's in a v'sakfaris, so right. So that's the Gemara gets into what's the havam. You know, of course he's not going to violate an iser to do a mitzvah sashavas aveda. That's the Gemara Mamatzia deals with. Zokin v'ena lefichvodo. Or it's just beneath someone's covet. Osha is a malacha shaloi meruba mishal chaviro. Or, I'm sorry. I understand that I have a mitzvah shabbos aveden to you. This is something that's very important. But if I don't take this phone call, then this is going to cost me thousands of dollars. And that's worth more than your $100 keychain or whatever wallet that's lost there. I'm sorry. Malacha shaloi meruba mishal chaviro. Lekach nemar v'hisalanta. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara says, I don't understand. Just like there's a din of v'salamta that you don't have to be meishev aveda for what your friend, because what it's not bechavadik, it's zaken v'en leflich vodo. So too for a kohen gadol, it's not bechavadik for him to come to court. It's not bechavadik for him to come to court. So the Gemara's.
Why are they making this analogy?
Because that's really what you're doing. You're going to have to testify for your friend. You're really you're doing. For a kohen, the Gemara is assuming to be an aid and for him to have to come. And we'll see in a second that the Gemara says also by a Talmud Chacham for him to stand in court. That's a zilzal in his covet. That's the assumption of the Gemara. Yeah. Excellent. We'll get to that. Excellent. Wagvul. Excellent. You'll see how relevant your cash is, Abe. Excellent. So Gemara says you're right. The Gemara backs out. Am Rav Yosef Meid Lemelech. He testifies for a king, which is not beneath his covet. Kohen Gadol can come to testify for a king. So what's the problem with that, Eitzer Rav Yosef? Can't be. Because the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak tells us by a melech, Loidonenoso. He doesn't get judged. Who exactly are you coming to testify for? You know, shkayach for your tzaddik, but he's not being judged. But tanan lo dan lo dan no so. He doesn't judge and we don't judge him. Zok the Gemara lemeiv lemeiv no so. Elam Rab Zera meiv leben melech. So he comes to testify for the ben melech. So Gemara says, difficult line. Ben melech ed yodhu. This Ben Melech, he thinks he has a lot of covet, but he doesn't. Al Pidin, he doesn't have any covet. He didn't earn any respect. So the Gemara says, Elameyid Bifnei HaMelech. No, we're talking about a situation that the Melech is there for the testimony, so he's allowed to be Meyid Bifnei HaMelech. So the Gemara says, V'ha'imo Yeshiva Melech B'Sanhedrin. Understand, a Melech can't be one of the members of the Sanhedrin. What does it mean he's being Meyid before the Melech? So Gemara says, no, Mushum Yakrid, the Kohen Gadol, Asav Yosef Mekabli Nihil Usad Yusei. No, the Melech heard that the Kohen Gadol is doing a big mitzvah, and he's coming to testify for my son.
So, you know, I showed up for parent-teacher conferences. You know what I'm saying? I just showed up for the ball game. The Melech showed up out of respect out of Kohen Gadol. So then in such a matzah, the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah meant. Meiru meidin also. Good. Otherwise, the Gemara is assuming that what? There is no testimony that a Kohen Gadol would be made. Now, first of all, there's a big shaila in our Gemara that I don't really have such a good teretz to. This halacha, by Hashavas Aveda, that a person, if it's zokin ben lefichvodo, it's not bechavadik. I don't want to get dirty and now to get back your wallet and now it's not chavadik for me. Oh, yeah. So what's the halacha? If I want to, I'm a tzaddik. I want to be machmer. I want to go with Nimishur Sadik. So listen to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samach Gimel Chesh Mishpat Siv Gimel. Ha'hoylech b'derech ha'toif v'ha'yosher v'oise lifnim mishur sadin machzir es ha'aveda b'chol mokom v'afal pi she'en o lefnei chodo. Says the Mechaber that the Rambam Paskins is allowed to be machmer. Says the Ramah v'yesh choylkin v'osrin lahachzir hoyol v'ein o lefnei chodo. The Ramah Paskins like the Rosh. It's Machloikes, the Rambam, and the Rosh, whether or not a person, a Zokin Vein Lefichodo, or a Talmud Chochem Vein Lefichodo, if he's allowed to be Machmir, and the Ramah, the Ashkenazim Paskin, he's not allowed to because it's a Zilzul to the Talmud Chochem. So I don't understand something. According to the Rambam, I don't really understand this Gemara. Why did the Gemara just say, Meid, frekta gemar v'salamta, that there are certain times that it's not b'chavadik, zaken ben l'fichvodo. So why is the Kohen Gadol coming in to be testify? According to the Rambam, why didn't the Gemara just answer? He's a Kohen Gadol who's actually qualified to be a Kohen Gadol. Why is he Kohen Gadol? Because he can be mevarech Hazam Yisrael b'yavu. Because he's a tzaddik. That's this did. That's Hashavas Aved is v'salamta. Yeah. The Gemara is asking from Visalamta. So according to the Rambam, so why don't you just say the Gemara's answer is when he wanted to go with Nimishur Sadin? He wanted to go with Nimishur Sadin. It's a riot to the Shita of the Rosh that he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to. Unless you'll say the Rambam is only saying you can be Machmir by Aveda, like what David's saying. And the din wouldn't apply by Edus for some reason, even though the Gemara is asking from Visalamta. Maybe you have to say it like that. But the Gemara is not. The Gemara is bringing that din as the mucker. This halacha that I just read to you is the mucker to the din of a Kohen Gadol. It's all one halacha. So that's kasha number one. The Rabbi Yoina, yeah.
You can potentially say that someone else can fill the spot, but if he has the
I hear. So you're saying the Rambam? I don't know. You don't know. It could be that I was the only one who saw the case, right? I hear. So you're gonna have to say something here to be miyash of the Rambam, because otherwise the Gemara reads like a charm lefi the Rosh. You're gonna have to say some chiluk in order to be miyash if she to the Rambam. But the kasha is a kasha. But the emesis is another kasha, because the halacha is. What happens if for such a monetary loss, I would dirty my pants. I would get schwitzed up, and I would be mevaza myself in such a situation. I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Kohen Gadol, and I say, hefsid merube, I would do it. So the halacha is, if such a matzav, you would do it yourself, so then the halacha is that I'm allowed to do it for you. Then it's not pamim shat to misalim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is a very similar kasha to what I just asked. Rabbeinu Yonah says, why didn't the Gemara say what? Why didn't the Gemara say that was the situation that the Kohen Gadol was being made? And as that matzah that it was a hefsid meruba, that he for himself, he would have done it. So why didn't the Gemara say, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because the Gemara thought that it was talking about all cases. And Meid has a lashon and a language that it's mashma, all cases he's made for, and not specifically million-dollar cases that it's a hefsid meruba. That's the way the Rabbeinu Yonah. But we'll come back to this Rabbeinu Yonah. Because we'll Taisus here asked a very similar question. Let's see Taisus. Dibra Maschel Meir.
V'atanya v'salamta. V'im toimar, v'lukmei be'edus ha'chodesh, devadai koin godol meyed v'midedi yisura, in chochma v'in tfuna l'neged Hashem. What does Taisa say? What's all this based on? This halacha is based on what? Kavod HaBrius. Kavod HaBrius, you have to give kavod. Kavod HaBrius includes being mechabed certain creations that deserve kavod, like a Kohen Gadol, like a Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara says in Brachis, this halacha of Kavod HaBrius, that's legabe mamon. But legabe yisurim, then you have another klal. In chochma vein tvuna vein etza neged Hashem. If someone's going to violate Isurim, then I don't care about Kavod HaBrius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws are primary. In Chachma Vein Tzuna Vein Eitzah Neged Hashem. So says Taisus, so maybe we're talking about Isur V'Heter here. Maybe we're talking about Dinim that are not Nogei to Dinim Amnes. And then the Mishnah reads like a charm. There's Kiddush HaChodesh. So what does Taisus say? Kida Amar Gabi Tzur B'mir Abonon. And this already has its roots in the Gemara and Shavuos. And Daf Lamed Amid Beis. That the Gemara in Shavuos says that a Talmud Chacham has to come, does not have to be made for Dinei Mamonis, but for Isser Ve'Heter, he has to come. V'al da'amrinim d'doichet b'shvil kavod HaBrius, hani mili mamona, av mida d'yisura lo k'deprishis. So why didn't the Gemara say that that's the reason the Kohen Gadol is coming to be made? Yishlomer d'meid mashva l'chol davar, bein yisura bein mamona, a similar answer to what I quoted from the Rabbeinu Yonah. And meyed is all inclusive. It sounds like it was also including mamon. Dum yudemelech loy meyed demayr b'mona dibi yisura ein chachma. Good. So let's see the handout over here. Let's first go to the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Eidos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Oya eid chacham gadol. The aid was a big Talmud Chacham. Vayabezdin pachz b'menu b'chachma. Ho ve'in kvodo sheyelech lefneim. Since the Bezdin is not as big of a Talmud Chacham as he is, and it's a bizarion for him to come, ase shal kavod Torah adif yesh olimona, and you shouldn't go. Vamedvar mamurim be'edis mamon. Says the Rambam, quoting the Gemara in Shavuos that we just saw, that applies to financial matters. Aval edis shemafrish b'min ha'isr, but edis that's nogeya to isr, then avada what? Abe, that they're talking about what you just asked. Person's going to get killed. Then avada in chachma vein tvuna vein etza neged Hashem. Then he should go to be made in chachma neged Hashem. Kamakom sheish chul Hashem in mashkichon al kavod harav. We don't give kavod harav in such a matzav. Good, very good, excellent. That's a gemara in Shavuos. Now let's go to our gemara. Halacha gimel. Kayin gadol ein chayav lahayir ela edus shila melech Yisrael belvad holoch lebeis din agadol made by the shari do is potter. What do I'm going to say in halacha gimel? What is that? Potter from what?
From dinner fashion.
Everything. So Rabbi say you all say like the Kesef Mishnah. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, the second to last line. You see on the side the Kesef Mishnah, the long Kesef Mishnah. The second to last line, Umidivre Rabbeinu. Umidivre Rabbeinu Shekosev Din Koin Godol Stomach Ledin Surba Mirabonon. The Rambam knew very well when he listed the Din Koin Godol on Halacha Gimel what he just listed in Halacha Beis by a Surba Mirabonon by a Talmud Chacham. And what says the Kesef Mishnah? Upalginon Be. Bein Eidus Momon Le Eidus Shemafrish Ba Min Ha'Isr. And the Rambam was very clear when it comes to a Talmud Chacham. If it's going to be Yisr and Nefoshes, a woman's going to, Chas v'Shalom, get married, she thinks her husband died, so avada you should go to be made. V'sosam dvorim b'choin gadol. And he sealed, and he was very vague b'choin gadol. Mashma de b'chol goin gadol, lo shanilon, b'nei dis momen le'i dis shemafrish boyis. He didn't distinguish. He's not lack of distinguishing. Yeah. So the Kesef Mishnah says, unbelievable. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, just to categorize over here, the Rambam disagrees with Tosus. Right? Tosus had a kasha. The Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Meid? Ask Tosus what? Why doesn't the Gemara say Meid Lagabi Yisr Veheter? Not Lagabi Momen. So what does Tosus say? You're right. It's a good kasha. The Gemara thought that the Mishnah was referring to all cases. But Eichanami, a Kohen Gadol has to what? Has to come in for Nefashos. Has to come in for Isurim. Has to come in for a Chodesh. It's only Mammon that he's potter, says Tosus. Comes on the case of the Mishnah from the Rambam, from the Stimus Rambam. The Rambam clearly is Cholik on this sheet of Tosus. Comes on the Mishnah Melech, in the bottom of the Daf, Mishnah Melech says, I disagree with the case of Mishnah entirely. When the Rambam followed in Alocha Gimel, and he wasn't Mechalik, and he didn't distinguish between Edith Isser and Edith Mammon, says the Mishnah Melech, it wasn't that he was Sosam. He was relying on what he said above. Obviously, what I said earlier, I don't have to repeat everything. You can figure certain things out on my own. So we have an unbelievable machlokes to get the Mishnah and the Mishnah of Melech and Dasa Rambam. A guy's about to be put to death. We think that he killed someone. That Kohen Gadol happens to know certain edus. Do we kill him or do we not kill him? Unbelievable. I have to share this, even though I'm not up to here in the shir. We have a lot more to see. But I have to share, mamish ashkacha. I was flipping through the Meshech Chochma this week, just stam. Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Kedosh, Leisamod al dam reecha. So Gemara Sanhedrin says, what's the example of samod al dam reecha? Adam tozeya benahar, or chayas ros that are oichlo. So you have to save him. You shouldn't see him get killed. Says the Meshech Chochma. B'sifra, uminayin shemata yodea loy edus, she'enata rash lishtoik alov, Talmud loy mar loy samur al dam reyecho. The Sifra says, if you know edus, then you should give him edus. What does that mean? Says the Meshech Chochma. Perish. Bedine nefashos, she'im yoidea edus lizchoso, v'nimna, I know what's going to get him off the hook, and I'm not coming to court, ha'reiz eshoifech domin, ukumo demuki ha'gmor b'sanhedrin, that the Gemara talks about tovea benar, v'dafka she'yoidea lizakoso, only if I know how to get him off the hook, bedine nefashos, ha'vedine mamonos, hu'rak b'shat, fine. And then he says, and there's a drasha. V'yitochin yoyster, v'yuyun b'sefer Or Sameach, he's quoting himself, that he has a drasha in Or Sameach and Hilchos Ritzeach, the Rabbeinu Mefarish, hachti Yuma, there's a Gemara in Yuma, the Omar, v'loy me'al mizbechi, there's a halacha, the Torah says, me'al mizbechi, lo me'al mizbechi, tikachenu lamos, she'al gag shel mizbeach, imu koyin, if a koyin is in the middle of the avodah, he does not stop the avoda that he's in the process of doing. Dafka lamos, in order to give edus to put a person to death. But the Or Sameach says, "Shalivid yodea edus lahamis aratzeach lo yivatal avoda." In order to what? Give him the capital punishment and put him to death. He won't stop the avoda. Avalahachayos. But to save his life, says the Or Sameach, lelamud schus la reitzeach mishum pikuach nefesh mevata la avoida. Why? Leisamud adam reach. So I saw this Meshech Chochma, and I said, one second, that depends. Let's say a Kohen Gadol, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that drasha is not true. That drasha is not going to be correct. But why? It's the Chloisavet al Dan Riecha. The Meshech Chochma is right. I'm like a Reitzeach. It's not. No, we're still donning. Why not? Why is not Riecha? Stature? It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. It's really hard to swallow that they're going to put this person to death and I'm not Mechuyev to give up a little bit on my cover
But according to the Kesef, because the Mishnah is the Baal Shulchan Aruch, my Rebbe Rabbi say. This is the Machaber. That's his pshat in the Rambam. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to let this guy be killed. So we have to be masber a little bit. The MS is, there is an unbelievable Tosfos in Shavuos that gives us a little bit of insight that we can a little bit clarify. Hopefully we'll be able to start. Not sure we'll be able to finish. We might have to continue, but let's just see this Tosfos. Very nogei atar sugya. This Gemara in Shavuos adaf lamed amabiz on the other side of the Maamar Kaimis says as follows. The Gemara is talking about a Talmud Chacham coming into Bezdin to be made, and the Gemara makes a chiluk between Mammon and Isser. Aval Yisura, he has to come in Chochma Vein Tfuna. So the Tosfos is the third Tosfos on the Daf. B'Sanhedrin Perek Kohen Gadol, Tosfos quotes our Gemara. The Parach Gabi Kohen Gadol Meir Mi Vehisalamta. Loi Motzi Lishnu Yehod De Meir Hainu Bi Yisura. Dim Kein Afilu Melech Nami De Gabi Yisura. Loi Amren Shetei Emasa Olecha. Shum De Ein Chocha. Mi Uch Tema. Tahocha. Sheval Tasehu. So Tosfos starts off saying, the Gemara didn't have the option to say in Sanhedrin that what? We're talking about a case the Kohen Gadol comes in and he's made by Yisr. Because says Tosfos, because then the Melech is also made. Because in Chachma Mein Tuna. Tosfos says a Melech has to be made. We didn't even say that. Tosfos says, so that's why it wasn't an option. But now Tosfos asks Akasha. Tema. Tahacha Sheva Al Tasi. What's the problem that Talmud Chacham doesn't come to court? He's Sheva Al Tasi. He's doing something passive. And the Gemara tells us in the sugya of Kavod Abrius, the Shari Afilu Beisr. The Gemara tells us the Parach Gabik Emotzi Kilayim Bebigdo. The Gemara says that if you find Kilayim in your beged, Poshto Afilu Beshok Meholach Lishchoras Pischo Belamer Oras Beno Shematamel Misvitzo Shemizmayin Ameis Meshani Sheva Al Taisa Shani. Gemara says, why sometimes do you have to be mevazi yourself and sometimes do you not have to be mevazi yourself? Why do you have to get naked in the middle of the street if you're wearing shatnez? Says the Gemara, because there you're actively doing an iser. You put on the beged of kilayim, so that's a kumve esse. But in a chanami, if you're b'sheva al tase, then you're allowed to violate even iser b'mokum kavod abrius, where it's embarrassing. Again, the Gemara is saying by shatnez, you have to strip yourself because you're violating the kumbe esse. So kavod abrius cannot override an iser that now is actively being overwritten, the kumbe esse, but implication being that if it was a passive violation, then what? Then I would be able to violate. Sheval taisa, I would be able to. So I don't understand, Estaisis. But the Gemara says black on white in Shavuos, that it's just Isser versus Mammon. Again, the whole shiur, we were mechalik as follows. Isser versus Mammon. When it comes to Mammon, Kavod Abrius can outweigh Mammon. But when it comes to Isser, in Chochma Vein Tmuna Vein Eitza, Neged Hashem, that's Isser Veheter, then you can't violate Isurim. Comes along Tosfos and Shavuos and says, hold on. Even by Isser, I found a Gemara that takes into account the respect and Kavod Abrius of a person. Where the Gemara and Brachus. Gemara says, if the Isser is violated b'shev al tase, then you're allowed to violate even Isurim, not just Mammon. So ask Tosfos, why can't the Talmud Chacham be potter from what? From being made in court, even not only in Mammonis, but by Isser Veheter. Why? Because of what? Shev al tase. This Kohen is not going to work. He's not going to Bezdin. Is that passive or active? That's passive. He's staying home. So that should be an example of the Gemara Brachas that he's now violating Yisurim, where Ein Chochma Vein Tuna Vein Eitzar Neged Hashem is only by Kum De'ese. But if he's just staying home and he's not being made, so that's not a violation of Ein Chochma Vein Tuna. It's only Isser that's Kum De'ese, not Isser that's Shei Val Tase. So what does Tosfos say? Yesh Loimar, Dehosom Gnai Godol Hu Lamei Smitzel, Shein Loi Koivrim. No. It's a... In a case of where it's a gnai gadol, that's where we say lekach sheva al taisa shari. Therefore, sheva al taisa is mutter. But if it's not such a gnai gadol, then what? Then even b'sheva al taisa, we're not going to allow you to violate the issur. So what does taisa mean? It means he's saying over here that in the case of not coming to court, it's only a little bit of a gnai. And in the case of a little bit of a gnai katan, then any iser whatsoever, he's going to have to violate. Ritz Hashem, next time, we'll finish this taisis, and we're going to see that our machloikis is going to have tremendous nafkaminas la'alochas and wild shilas that came out on Eshesish, that was mizana, a wild, wild shilas that was nogeya to this issue. This Shita Taisis, and ultimately it's going to come back to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech. I just wanted to try to fit it in to understand the Leisamen al Damarecha, but we'll have to get to it next week.